Hello and welcome to this special edition of our Big Drive Home podcast, and a very different podcast this week. Just being reflective of what we've all lived through in the last week or so with the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. And I think it was that we wanted to document it and put it down somewhere so we can always, you know, look back at it and see how we were and how the people that were calling the radio station were at the time as well.
Yeah, because it was, we broke it on our show on the Thursday, you know, and we stayed a little bit later because we kind of felt something was going to happen. And sadly it did. But, you know, it was on our show, so we just wanted to document it, as Chris said. And in the other shows that sort of followed it, really.
So, producer Tom, this is like a montage of sort of everything that happened from the time we announced it into that weekend.
Yes, yeah.
I like that. I think it's a good thing to document. I think we should document things like this. Yeah. We do the Big Drive Home podcast normally, and it's ha ha ha, and it's funny. But that's normally in a normal day. This wasn't a normal time, and it wasn't a normal period.
Yeah, and that next day, when you know, which you'll hear now on the podcast, you know, people were, you know, requesting songs, and they were talking about the Queen and, you know, times when they'd met the Queen and just their experiences in general. And it was, you really got us through the show. So
have a listen, and I hope you enjoy it. It's the Big Drive Home podcast.
The Queen is surrounded by her family at Balmoral, where her doctors say they are concerned for her health. Prince Charles has been there for much of the afternoon. And I can announce now that Radio Essex is saddened to announce the death of Her Majesty the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, at 96 years old. Her Majesty passed away at Balmoral, where we're told doctors earlier became concerned about her health. Her family did rush to be by her side. Now, she reigned for 70 years. That's the longest of any British monarch in history. And she was still carrying out her duties this week, just to confirm that very sad news this evening that Buckingham Palace has just announced that Her Majesty the Queen has died. She was 96 years old. We'll have more in half an hour.
You're listening to Radio Essex, and it is with great sadness that we've announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We'll bring you the very latest in our next bulletin shortly, and we'll now change our format and our schedule to pay tribute to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott here for Friday. Can I just say, I've worked at lots of radio stations for all my career. I don't think I've felt as proud working at a radio station as I do here.
I completely agree.
It's amazing.
I woke up to Martin and Sue this morning, who literally encompassed everything that was in my head, everything I was feeling.
Yeah.
They were incredible.
And managed to encompass what they were feeling and how I felt.
I think
and deliver it on the radio. And then Connor and Jack, who are children.
They're so young, and you know, it's such a big thing that's happened. And I mean, we've just said to Jack and Connor, and obviously Martin and Sue, what they've achieved today on the radio.
Yeah.
Especially Connor and Jack. I mean, Martin and Sue, you just knew that they would do an amazing show.
And they've been on the radio with big world events in the past as well. So, I mean, and they just knew how to do it. You were comfortable listening to them. And then with Connor and Jack and how new they are in this industry, I've been doing this for years.
Mm.
They've been doing it 5 minutes.
Yeah.
To come on a radio station with a live microphone and just talk and how you feel.
Off the bat, ad lib, you know.
Incredible.
Not knowing really what information is coming next. Yeah, incredible.
It's Chris and Scott. Rebecca here as well, Friday afternoon. We'll start with a tribute that we have made for Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain and the Commonwealth has died.
I didn't have an apprenticeship. My father died much too young. It was all a very sudden taking on, making the best job you can.
Her Majesty Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor took the royal throne in 1953 at age 25.
I thank you all from a full heart. God bless you all.
She would live to be the longest serving British monarch and female head of state in history, as well as the first British monarch to address the US Congress.
I know that the servicemen and women of Britain were proud to act in a just cause alongside American comrades.
She brought vigour and vitality to the British monarchy that made her beloved by her country and millions around the world.
But for now, I send my thanks and warmest good wishes to you all.
we remember Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom, Northern Ireland and the Commonwealth.
We will meet again.
Friday afternoon, Labby Sifri and Something Inside So Strong. This is Radio Essex. Chris and Scott here. Hello to Liz on the text. Love how Radio Essex have shown respect to Her Majesty following her passing. I'll be listening all day. She was a truly amazing lady. Not sure if you're doing requests today. Well, we're not doing the weekend kickoff.
No, we're not. We're going to be taking some requests, but in a very, very different way.
See, Liz said, Labby Sifri, Something Inside So Strong. I just feel that would sound amazing this afternoon. If you've got a song, if there's a song you want to hear, we want to just be here and do the right thing. We're not experts at this. We don't really know what to say either. And I think we're all in the same boat where we're talking
absolutely,
to people. And,
yeah.
But if we can play, if there's a song and you think, do you know what? I'd love to hear that song. That would fit.
And that would fit, the mood. Yeah,
we can do that. That is in our skill set.
It is. You can do that.
We have the music here. We can do that for you. So yeah, let us know. Thank you, Liz, for getting in touch with us. Hello to Zara as well, Colchester. Thank you very much for your lovely comments. Lee says, thanks for making me cry again, guys. I think we were talking about Connor and Jack earlier. The weird one last night, because obviously the news broke while we were still on air. We stayed on till 7 last night.
Yeah.
I think we were kind of waiting for news. I think most people knew this was serious.
It was a really difficult one because obviously we finished at 6 and we just sort of spoke not long before 6 and said, you know what? We just had a feeling that there was something going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were like, do you know what? We need to stay on and if it does, do what we did, which was, I think, the right thing to do.
Yeah, and it happened, I mean, poor Rebecca, it happened in the middle of her bulletin and then she was advised that, the sad passing had happened. She was in the middle of a bulletin and she did that. So we told you and then, I went home last night. I'd imagine everyone went home, didn't they, and watched the news. I mean, everybody just sat in the lounge watching the news with their family.
It was really, really weird and I think everyone experienced it. So obviously, there's no actual TV on, and I don't watch the news. I never, ever watch the news. I always find it. But it was amazing. And then there were some documentaries and some tributes to the Queen, which was incredible. But I've got children of all different ages and they were all in their own way really upset about it because, as I think I've heard Connor say on the radio, it's like everyone's nan.
Mm.
And so my youngest two, Bobby and Katie, they're 8 years old. They're twins.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got home late. I know I'd normally get home at about 6:30. I probably didn't get through the door until about 8:30, 8:45. And they were beside themselves. I mean, Bobby especially was crying her eyes out for, Kerry said she'd been crying for about 2 hours.
Wow.
And I walked through the door and she gave me this massive hug. And she went, it's not fair. And I had to sit with her and explain to her that, of course it's not fair, but, it's happened and, we can talk about her and we can watch what she's done. And you think she's 8 years old and it's affected her that much. And even this morning she woke up and she was like, I'm really sad about the Queen.
It's weird, the generations part of it, because with Bobby and Katie, with Brennan and Cavan and my boys, Harry and Sam and Kirsty as well, it's always been their Queen. Mm. So then for our age group, it's always been our Queen. But even for our parents' age group, it's always been their Queen. The Queen has been there for since 1952, 70 years. Anybody below the age of 70 has only known the Queen.
Yeah, I mean, it really is incredible. And then I've just been watching the TV outside and you've got, the King now greeting people and saying hello. People, he's just lost his mother. He must be so upset. And then he's now got a job to do, a big one at that.
King Charles III. It sounds weird saying King, doesn't it?
It's King Charles III, yeah.
And he will address the nation later on this evening. Right, let's continue. Like I say, if you want to hear a song, if you think it would fit, let us know. Radio Essex with Eric Clapton and Tears in Heaven. Thank you so much for choosing some of the songs, helping us out because we're struggling with what to play, what feels right. It feels like, somebody said it earlier, I think it's Sue said it on the radio, it feels like everyone's lost their gran or their mum.
Yeah,
and we're
true.
We're now all in one big community. We've all lost this same person and now we're sitting in a room together listening to tunes that make us feel better.
Yeah.
That's how I see this bit between now and 6. So if you want to tell us songs that you think would work, Joanne chose that song. Thank you, Joanne. She said, I've said it up 10 times today, but I can't believe that our Queen has left us. It'd be amazing to hear Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven. So we've done that for you. Also, some stories about when you met the Queen or stories about how you feel about the Queen, you can let us know. Julian Bicknaker, so you saw the Queen in South Wyndham Ferris. Good afternoon, Julie.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, back in 1981, the Queen came to South Wyndham to, I think it was to open the town as it was recently built. And I remember we were at school and we were taking, I don't know how we got, it must have been a coach or something, and it rained all day. I remember getting soaking wet and we all had little flags to wave and I was right at the front and yeah, I saw her drive past and she gave her little regal wave.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and then when we got back to school, we had to put our PE kits on because we were all so wet.
And what an amazing difference she made to people's lives when she met them, because she did have this aura. I saw you wrote us a text earlier and you put about how amazing and elegant and inspirational she was. Yeah. She had that aura that when you saw her, I'd never met her in a lineup or anything like some people have in like in your profession, Scott. You might have met the Queen, and
I've been in the same room as her. I've never actually got to to say hello. But
yeah.
I mean, I've watched her in the same room and I've been there where she gives people so much time. She didn't be all like royal. She was just normal, just a normal lady talking to people. It's amazing.
And I think that's why everyone feels like that today. Like we said earlier, like losing your grandma, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she reminded me of my nan. I mean, my nan was only, 3 or 4 years older than her. I mean, my nan's now sadly passed as well. But watching old clips of the Queen on the news last night and the very white hair and how bent she was, a little bit bent, just reminded me of my nan. And yeah, it was quite upsetting. And although I'd sort of been expecting it throughout the afternoon, when we finally got the news, me and my daughter were quite upset.
Yeah, and it's something that you don't...
All day, all day it's just sort of sat with me because I've had the radio on with you guys on all day. And yeah, it's sort of had a effect all day, should we say.
Yeah, it was like somebody said before, we knew this would happen one day. And I mean, even in this job where you prepare for, you know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into a monarch passing. And you've probably read on the news or in the newspapers about sort of the operation
that there's.
And you can plan. I mean, I've been working in radio since I was probably 16, 17, looking at that big light that's supposed to flash in the studio when it happened. And then when it finally happened, you can't remember anything you've learned. You're like, it's like
frantically being looking at a bit of paper going, like, what do we do now?
Your first day again. But listen, Julie, thank you.
It must be quite hard for you guys running this story. And as you say, not knowing what to say and how to handle it. I mean, Martin and Sue this morning, it was very, you know, unusual to hear them being quite so somber. But it must be so difficult for you guys to carry this story through.
I think it's just about being human and just reacting to how we actually feel, not how we think we're supposed to feel. I think that's what it is.
Exactly,
and we both said that. We spoke to each other last night on the phone and we said, look, we do the show tomorrow. We just speak.
Obviously different show to what we would normally do. You know, we like to make people laugh and stuff, but that's not the time or the place today, you know. No.
But what makes the show, Julie, is when you pick up the phone and give us a call and tell us your stories, because that really brings the whole thing to life. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on. Thank you.
Take care, Julie. See you soon.
See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Radio Essex, it's Friday afternoon, a different style of the Chris and Scott Big Drive Home today. Hopefully it's in keeping with the mood of Essex and how we're feeling, and hopefully the songs in some way are helping. As we said earlier, so in times like this, whenever there's sort of somebody, because you do feel like you knew the Queen. That's the amazing power that she had. Everyone feels like they knew the Queen. When somebody passes that you know, music is probably the first thing we go to.
Yeah, it always has been for me. You know, if I lose someone or I'm in a sort of different headspace, music is something that helps you sort of get out of it.
Yeah. So because it was somebody that we all knew, it was like all of our grandma. We're sitting here together in just, you know, there's me and Scott and you, and we're listening to tunes to make ourselves hopefully feel a little bit better. So thank you for choosing some of them. Katrina's on. What's your song, Katrina?
I think it's one that definitely reflects on how the Queen changed Great Britain for the better.
Okay.
And that's Heal the World by Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great song.
I think it's a really good choice of tune.
Thank you.
How are you coping with it? How are you dealing with it?
I haven't had much time to reflect. I've been at school all day. But we had a 2-minute silence at 11 o'clock for her.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
To reflect on how she's changed everyone's lives. But at 15, knowing that Charles is, 74? he's the same age as my grandma.
Yeah, I think it's something that obviously he's waited for all of his life. He knew it was going to happen, but it's one of those things, isn't it? And you get to get to that position where he's now the king. And also dealing with the fact is, you know, let's be human about it. His mum's just died.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I said earlier on the radio. You know, that's what you forget. He's got all this stuff that he's got to do now being, you know, the king, but he has just lost his mum. So he must be in bits.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. Katerina, thank you very much. And we'll get your song on for you.
Thank you.
A slightly different show tonight. Well, I say slightly different. It's a lot different to a normal show, to be fair. Thank you so much for all the nice messages as well. Some of the memories you've got from our Queen and experiences you've had of meeting the Queen as well. We love them reading those. If you've got any stories like that, just let us know on the app or on the text, or better still, if you want to reach out and call us up, we're here. Our phones are open. We don't normally take many calls, but if you want to get yourself on the radio and have a chat with us about stuff, because we're all sharing this, so we're all connected through this story. Yeah. Julia from Thoughtless Soakin says, "Well, I'm Radio Essex. Had you on all day." From Martin and Sue to you guys, the mood has been somber. The shows have been respectful and a downright excellent choice of music. Totally hit the spot. I've never cried so much in all my life. Queen was our beacon, our torchlight that has gone out, and I can't imagine the UK without her. And it's not just the UK. This is how the news broke. This was a montage that The Guardian put together, which I've borrowed. But it just shows you how this broke around the world.
Eccolo qua, Buckingham Palace. Vediamo, se non sbaglio, la bandiera. Eccola qui. A mezz'asta. È morta la regina Elisabetta II.
I'm sorry. Arthur, we have to pause for a moment here. Stay with us. We have got some breaking news. Sandra?
The Queen has passed away. The Queen died peacefully, the royal family says, at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. John, her health in just recent weeks and months obviously was called into question.
Il est 20h ici à Paris, 1h de moins à Londres. Bonsoir à tous. Vous êtes toujours sur France 24. Bienvenue à tous pour la suite de cette édition spéciale. C'est une page de l'histoire du Royaume-Uni, du Commonwealth et du monde qui se tourne ce soir. La reine Elisabeth II est morte à l'âge de 96 ans, dont 70 ans de règne.
Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Ich begrüße Sie zur Tagesschau. Königin Elisabeth II. Ist tot. Das teilte der Buckingham Palast in London mit. Die britische Monarchin starb im Alter von 96 Jahren auf ihrem Sommersitz Schloss Balmoral in Schottland.
Radio Essex with James Morrison and Broken Strings with Nelly Furtado. DJ Sammy as well, that beautiful version of Heaven as well, the candlelight mix of that.
Love that.
And you're choosing some amazing songs as well this afternoon. We're not able to get you all mentioned. I don't think we've got through half of them. There's so many.
But all really, really good suggestions.
Jenny, what have you got for us?
I just kind of found it. I sent a text and hadn't quite finished typing it out either in the madness of afternoon school with kids.
Yeah.
But just that whole thing of reflecting, I've got the best crystal out that usually you'd save until the Queen comes. I'm like, she's not coming now, so let's use it.
So you've got some crystal that you kept in case the Queen came round?
Yeah, like crystal wine glasses. So we're raising a toast in the best glasses that we own.
Yeah.
A lovely lady.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I know I've heard that expression before. I think my nan or maybe my mum used to say that. Oh, we've got the best china in case the Queen comes. And I used to sit there thinking, is the Queen coming?
Well, it's like when you do that tidying up when you've got relatives come round and your house has never been more tidy. But if you open a cupboard, everything falls out. It's that, isn't it? It's exactly that.
Yeah, I don't know if your friends, if you watch Friends, when they do the thing where they get the wedding crockery out that they bought and it all gets...
And Chandler broke it.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's that thing that you kind of go, right, so let's make every day more special. Let's try to embrace it. And it's, as much as it's that somber, just complete shock to all our systems, let's try now to be more positive and to be kind more and to live up to that wonderful kind of persona that she's set of continually calm and respectful. But I go, let's just take a leaf out of her book. And I only hope that when I get older, and if I'm lucky enough to become a nan or a great nan, that my family can have half the respect to look up to me to be that matriarch of the family with all that love, that whether you're a voidist or not, she's going to be missed.
100%, and that was beautifully said.
Yeah, great
and
words.
And you get to drink out of some really nice china cups.
Yeah, so, and then go and then go wins. Buy some more in case the king turns up.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe that's an excuse to go.
There you go,
more.
Definitely, Jenny. No, beautiful words. Thank you.
Brilliant, right? And thank you very much for a wicked day of radio. I've had you on at work, and it's been very calming and just lovely and supportive.
I'm glad we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's really good. Much appreciated. And cheers. Cheers to the weekend, however you're going to commiserate or celebrate.
Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You. 12 minutes after 5. Friday afternoon, it's Chris and Scott. Hello to Barbara. Thank you very much for your lovely message as well. Lucy Jenkins in Rayleigh as well. Becky and Steve, hello to Shane and Jay and Wick. Thank you for choosing some of the songs as well this afternoon. They're helping us out because, you know, this is unprecedented for us as well. We do this job every day, of course, but every day we're just doing the usual stuff that we do. So to actually do this without all of those things around us, like the title fight and the top threes and stuff, and, you know, we're actually just all trying to reflect your mood, but also, yeah, because we're all in the same boat, really, aren't
yeah,
we?
Exactly,
with this? And,
yeah.
And that's very evident. Connor said that earlier. We've actually we sent Connor down to Buckingham Palace to get some an atmosphere of what it's like out there, and he left here just before our show started. He's there now. He's on the phone. Connor, who's at Buckingham Palace, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. So what's it like there? What's the atmosphere? I've seen it on the telly. I mean, is it the real outpouring of love and grief in the same way as what we see on the telly?
Do you know what? It was the first feeling that I felt was actually celebration the minute I arrived here. And if I'm completely honest with you, I'm a bit choked up. It's pretty phenomenal.
It's amazing, isn't it, how Buckingham Palace has always been that central place where everyone sort of goes to in these times. When you think back to Diana, the Queen Mother as well, it's the obvious place because it's the centrepiece of the royal family. Yeah. But it just seems as though it's... We have to go. It's almost it's like a condition.
It
we just go. Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And the thing is, as well, what you get down here is I'm looking around right now, and the people that I'm passing, everybody is FaceTiming people from all over the world, all cultures, all walks of life, all religions. They're all here FaceTiming family that are in other countries,
yeah.
And they all want to see a bit of Buckingham Palace. I've never really felt something like this before.
It's interesting what you say about, you know, all colours, all creeds, and all cultures, and that was what the Queen was. She was just everybody's sort of favourite grandma almost,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
That
no matter where you come from, the Queen, you know, you listen to the tributes coming from America, she's not the sovereign there, she's not the head of state there, she's you know, she's our Queen to those guys. But last night, wall-to-wall coverage across American news is, and so outside the Commonwealth, she was just a much-loved person. And is that the feeling you're getting there?
Oh, I mean, massively, yeah. And from children as well. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that stands out for me here. Obviously, we've been speaking all day, haven't we, on the radio about how we feel about, you know, the Queen and her passing and how sad it is for us and how we feel like she's a grandma to us. I mean, there's kids here right now that are excited to just be part of this moment in history. And they're only three. They've got their phones out, and it's a real sense of just everybody's together. There's people sitting on walls talking that are absolutely not together. They're just chatting.
Do you know what? That's what I was going to say, Connor. At the start of the show, I was talking about one of my twins, Bobby. Katie was upset as well, but Bobby was so upset by the passing of the Queen, and she's 8 years old. And I was just about to say, normally, when you're walking through London and you see a stranger, they don't even smile. It's just you walk on and you're doing your own thing, your own day, and, you know, going about your business. But when something like this happens, you go to that central hub, and as you say, strangers are talking to each other and embracing, like, how they're feeling.
Absolutely, and that's exactly it. I think the biggest thing that's pulling everyone together here is just that feeling of pride, really. You know, everyone's just so proud. And that's, I think, the biggest thing that I've definitely taken from the show today. It was probably one of the hardest things that I've ever done on the radio. I think it is the hardest thing I've ever done on the radio, maybe in my life. And I think the biggest thing that I've taken away from it is that feeling of pride. I think we all have, haven't we? And I think I'm definitely getting that here today. I think everybody's reflected on it and gone, you know what, I feel very proud of what she's achieved. And I feel very proud of, you know, how much she done for everyone, as opposed to that feeling of sadness, which I think is quite special.
I think, and you might agree with this as well, but the job we do, I think people will always expect that we can come on the radio and just talk and just do what we do. And like I said to Scott earlier, and I was saying on the radio as well, when you do your normal thing, you know, the 10 o'clock takeover, the title fights, that is fairly, you know, that's what we do. And that, yeah. when somebody says, actually, yeah, do the same thing, but don't do any of that. And just, we want, you know, we want you to tell us how you're feeling. You're like, oh, right, okay. Wouldn't normally do that.
It's very different, you know, like, certainly from what I do on the radio. I sit here and I make jokes and, you know, I don't talk about stuff other than, you know, I have a bit of a laugh with it. And today, that's not the right thing to do.
It's not what was required.
No.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the biggest thing as well is, you know, you go into your job every day when you're on the radio and you try and do what you think is right. And sometimes at moments in life, you don't know what's right. And I think today we've all just done how we feel. And that's exactly what people are here doing. I mean, there's people crying in front of me. There's people laughing. There's people videoing. And I feel like we're doing that across the country
I think
now.
We are. And actually, it's not, obviously, not everybody works in the radio. This isn't just we're saying about the radio. This is whatever you do for a living. Whatever you did today when you went to work, it was slightly different to a normal day. It's the sense of the day was completely different to what it was yesterday morning when we woke up and went to work, because we had no idea what was to happen later on in the day. So how long are you down there for, Connor?
I'm going to spend a bit of time down here now. I've just laid some flowers. I think there's a little bit of movement at the gates as well. So never know, might get a little glimpse of King Charles.
You could be singing God Save the King. You'd be one of the first people in the history of the world to sing that to
sing it loud
King
and proud,
Charles, Connor. Connor.
Absolutely, and I would say if anyone is thinking of coming down this weekend, you should come. It's a real amazing feeling.
Is it really, really busy down there? Is it like packed?
Absolutely packed, but it's lovely. It's quiet. It's very strange. Usually when you're in a busy crowd like this, it feels loud, doesn't it, in London? It feels very, very quiet and everyone's just very still. It's a bit surreal, actually.
I love London at times like this. Yeah. I think London is one of the best places in the world at times like this. Mate, enjoy it. Enjoy the love you get down there as well. And we'll see you back on the radio over the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Connor. Cheers, Connor. He is, Connor Knight, live from Buckingham Palace this afternoon, right? 18 minutes after 5. Radio Essex with Chicago, and you're the inspiration. 22 minutes after 5, Friday afternoon. It's Chris and Scott. It's Radio Essex. Hi to James in Braintree. Thank you for your nice words, James. And he ends his text with, "The Queen was a wonderfully inspiring woman who will be greatly missed by all." Thank you, James, for that. Laura says, got to say, great show today, guys. Love that Connor has gotten to Buckingham Palace. Thank you, guys. I knew that Connor was going to go to Buckingham Palace. You could see it all over his face today when he was doing his show, and he's like, "I'm going down there tonight. I need to go down there." And that is Connor all over his face. He's a beautiful person, and he's down there at Buckingham Palace, soaking in everything that's going on down there. And thank him for calling the show up as well. The thing with the Queen, and I think this is why sometimes, you know, there are times when we were talking about the Queen outside, and I heard it in the Commons earlier when people were doing their heartfelt speeches about the Queen. So much laughter. And the reason is because she gave us so much laughter. She was funny.
Yeah, she was. She had a really good sense of humour.
The James Bond sketch at the Olympics was just incredible. Here's a tiny clip of she was talking to Richard Attenborough about the sundial that was in the garden, and he noticed that this sundial, which needs sun, had been put in the shade. They planted it. It's in the shade. It's not in the sun. And this was her response. I think this is beautiful.
I was going to say, a sundial neatly planted in the shade.
Isn't it good? Yes. Had we thought of that? That it was planted in the shade. It wasn't in the shade originally, I'm sure.
She had such a beautiful voice as well, didn't she? She just made you smile. And of course, Paddington. This was so recent at the Jubilee. Take a listen to this. Remember this.
Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies.
So do I. I keep mine in here.
Oh.
For later.
Party is about to start, Your Majesty.
Happy Jubilee, ma'am. And thank you for everything.
That's very kind.
We will have the King's speech. Sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
The King's speech, King Charles III speaking to the nation at 6. You'll hear that here at Radio Essex. This was the Queen's speech, the last speech for Christmas just gone. And she took, because of course last year she lost her beloved husband as well, yeah. Prince Philip. And the beginning of the Queen's speech, I remember it was the backdrop was Windsor Castle, and the Royal Legion Band were on the stairs, and they had their band there ready to fire up the national anthem,
yeah.
Which we'll play. And just the beginning bit where she talks about her husband at the beginning of the Queen's speech, just gone last year.
Doesn't take easily to compliments. But he has quite simply been my strength and stay all these years. And I and his whole family, and this and many other countries, owe him a debt greater than he would ever claim, or we shall ever know.
Although it's a time of great happiness and good cheer for many, Christmas can be hard for those who have lost loved ones. This year especially, I understand why. But for me, in the months since the death of my beloved Philip, I have drawn great comfort from the warmth and affection of the many tributes to his life and work, from around the country, the Commonwealth, and the world.
I forgot how powerful the lyrics were to that tune, Pink.
Yeah.
And who knew? Tune 22-6. It's Chris and Scott Friday. And we have been playing songs that you're asking for, which have been amazing. Reading some of your stories out as well. Some of your anecdotes that you remember about the Queen. Some of you have met the Queen at various events around Essex. She came to Essex on more than, you know, many occasions. Obviously, she'd been reigning for 70 years. So she came here on quite a few occasions. Kate says here in the National Anthem, really choked me up earlier. Her Majesty, the biggest loss to this country, and a really fitting tribute. Thank you, guys. Kate, not a problem at all. We're actually playing the songs that you're asking for and reading out your stories. So thank you guys as well for making this a lot easier than...
Yeah.
I thought this was, you know, coming on at 3 o'clock, we both said at 2 o'clock when we were sitting down wondering how we were going to do this.
And yeah, what was the protocol?
Yeah, and we kind of said, well, we'll just let them guide us, which is pretty much what you've done all the way through. And that way we can hopefully reach the right level, because we're trying to get to, you know, that to where we all are, so we can get through that. John in Pennsylvania. Now, John rings the show sometimes, and he listens all the time from Pennsylvania. He contacted us yesterday after the news broke, and it was interesting to hear how that was received on, you know, in America. And he said, just listening to the Queen's speech, and remember that your national anthem provides the melody for one of our patriotic songs as well, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, that every American school kid learns when they're quite small. One more bond between our two countries. And we certainly are thinking of our English friends today with the deepest condolences and equally deep affection, John in Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful text. Thank you so much, John. That's beautiful. Thank you. This is Chris and Scott, Friday afternoon, heading into the evening. A weird weekend it will be. I'm sure we'll be sitting around tellies watching various things unfolding and just basically reflecting on what an amazing life Queen Elizabeth II she dedicated to us and to you and to your families and to everyone. And just wanted to, before we play the last song, I just wanted to remind us of her promise to us.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong.
Thanks for the time